in New Zealand, on the northwest side of the North Island, there's an area called the Bay of Plenty. And on the edge of this bay stands a large volcano. About 20 miles inland are another two volcanoes. And the old Maori legend tells of a time way back when there were originally just two volcanoes, a male and female. And by all accounts, they were very much in love with each other. They were pretty hot together. And they were getting along just fine until great earth movements occurred. And this other volcano, another male, a younger male, was driven up between them. And the young male started flirting with the female. And at first, the older one just laughed it off. And then, over time, he became angry. And then he became jealous. And then he became sullen, and then he began to despair, and he withdrew into himself until he realised that he couldn't bear to be there anymore, and he knew that he had to leave, and he moved out across this great valley to the sea, and he carved out the Whanganui River as he went. And although the plains between were very green and fertile with an abundance of flora and fauna, the Maori people themselves would never settle it, because they always believed that one day his anger would relent and he would go home. And they, of course, didn't want to be there when that happened. But the call of home is pretty powerful, and homesickness is one of those afflictions that no amount of medicine can cure. The only way to relieve it is to go home. So I'm going to finish off on this one, and this is about a poem about when you kind of hear a familiar voice in a faraway place, when in a place that you were least expecting it, and it brings back a lot of memories. Oh, and by the way, I like you. I like the sound of your voice, the deep resonance of your earthy vowels, coarse, salty, yet familiar as the moist, dank air. Coal smoke seeping through rooftop cowls. The brewery's rancid, yeasty breath exhales and mingles with the clipped consonants. No frills, just calico coal and raw cotton bales. The filthy canal, the great sump for the mills. And your abbreviated syntax feels like home, worn, uneven like the former cobbled lanes, and hard-pressed forebears interred within the loam. A broken iron downspout gulps and gurgles in the rain. Your slow syllabic shuffle glides and grapples the larynx through primary instinct, not choice. The child, the fairground, the sweet toffee apples return and enrich the sound of your voice.